This is Cicely Tyson. It's amazing how we take for granted those who serve us in our workaday world, those faceless people who touch our lives. We're so ignorant of their existence. The driver of that cab over there, for example, the one stopping next to the newspaper stand.
Hey, Stu, huh? Be careful with those bags. You get me all wet.
Where to?
Kennedy Airport. Step on it.
I'll do the best I can.
Where do you cabs disappear to when it rains? We've been waiting a half hour. Hey, Stu, when's that plane taking off from Miami?
7:15.
Damn. Hey, driver, step on it. We gotta make that plane.
What's the matter? You could have made that line.
Hey, buddy, I'm not looking to get in an accident.
Are you doing this on purpose? Because we're in a hurry? Well, you just blew your tip. Of all the New York cabbies, we gotta get Mr. Careful.
Look at that. The cab hasn't fully stopped at the airport, and they've got the door open and 1 foot on the ground.
I'll take care of the cab, Stu. You bought the drinks. $14.80? Here's $15, and you can keep the change.
Creep.
Surrounded by traffic, Lumarino's taxi looks no different from any other. A few dents, some scratches, the need of a good paint job. But there's one big difference. One of his last two passengers forgot his briefcase. Lumarino doesn't know it yet, but that briefcase is stuffed full of money. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis production of The Sears Radio Theater. Our story, An Honest Man by Joyce and Stanley Director. Our stars, Joe Maross and Mary Jane Croft. The Sears Radio Theater is brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company, where value is your byword. Sears, where America shops for value.
It's tea time at Sears Budget Shop. Why? Because we have solid pull-on pants in tiny, typical, and tall sizes that fit you to a T. Team up the pants with a terrific coordinating top. Short sleeve with yoke front, the top comes in tempting spring solids and prints. These tops and pants are terrific, easy care polyester knits. So try them soon. They're great at coffee time or afternoon tea. In the budget shop at most larger Sears retail stores.
Winter's leaving, all right, leaving your lawn a mess. Sears Lawn Cleanup Sale to the rescue. Save 25% on strong Permanex trash containers. 32-gallon size, now $14.99. Save $1 on Bagzilla trash bags. And feed your lawn Sears Superfine Lawn Food. Now $1 off. It's just $4.99 for our 5,000-square-foot coverage bed. Save $3 on a drop or rotary spreader. Sears Lawn Cleanup Sale. At most Sears retail stores. Sale ends March 24th. Prices and dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Put together a whole wardrobe with the classic collection separates at Sears. Now you can buy the pants to a suit, the vest to a suit, and the jacket to a suit separately. So every well-tailored piece of the outfit you buy is geared to your size and build. You can create a more casual look with solid color blazers and pattern slacks, or pattern sport coats and solid color slacks. The colors coordinate to let you mix and match. Now that's style, sense, and satisfaction. The classic collection at most larger Sears retail stores.
Our cab driver, Lumarino, leaves his last passengers at the airport and drives the long road home. The rain lets up a little, but the streets are puddled, and the rhythmic swipes of the windshield wiper are hypnotic. Lou finally gets home and leaves his cab in the garage, still unaware of the briefcase left in the back seat.
Kathy, I'm home.
Hi, honey. Oh, don't hang your coat in the closet. It's all wet.
It's only water.
Give it to me.
How's Bobby? In bed?
Yeah, he's not any better. The medicine just doesn't seem to be working.
I mean, you can't fix things till you know what's wrong. And Dr. Grossman doesn't know what Bobby's got. Maybe we'd better find another doctor.
He's a good doctor. We're lucky to have him. He'd be the first one to tell us to go to another doctor if he felt he couldn't help Bobby. You know that.
You're right. He's my kid. I can't help it. I worry about him.
There's no need. You just like to worry about everything.
Well, I got plenty to worry about. The cab. It's going to need a transmission job soon.
Better get that fixed.
But I still owe Joe for the brake job.
So, go to a new mechanic. You see? That's solved.
Hey, Pop.
I'll be right there, son. I bought him a present today. I couldn't resist it. I know this is going to cheer him up. Hey, Bobby, I got to talk to you. I got a problem.
You do?
Yeah, maybe you can help me with it.
I'll try. What is it?
You see, I've got this present with me, but I don't know who to give it to. You got any suggestions?
Pop, what'd you get me?
Not so fast. This present is filled with magic. When I saw it, I said, a little voice in the back of my head said, Lou, you have to buy this for Bobby, because if there's anything that's going to get him well, it's this present. This wrapping is very tricky. There, I got it. Ta-da!
Wow, there are Fawcett Majors.
Lou, who'd you say you bought that for?
Well, don't look at me that way. I bought it for my son. The best son in the world. For a son who loves his father so much that he's going to give him visiting privilege.
You got it.
I thought so. Hello? Just a second. Bobby, you feel like talking? It's your friend Jimmy.
Sure.
Come on, Lou. I think I heard your stomach growling.
Hi, Jimmy.
Listen, while you're getting the food on the table, I'm going to run out in the garage and clean out the cab.
Yeah, what do you got there?
What does it look like?
It looks like a briefcase. What are you so touchy about?
Because it belongs to a couple of creeps that busted my chops on the way to the airport.
What's in it?
I don't know. I didn't look. Those big shots on their way to Miami, they closed some big business deal, and this briefcase is probably filled with all their important papers. Serves them right.
Oh, they must have really given you a hard time for you to be so upset. Here, give it to me. You sit down there. I'll look through it, see if I can find out who they are. Lou. Lou.
What is it?
Oh. What is it?
Money. Look at all that money.
Oh, is it real?
I don't know about you, but it sure looks real to me.
Oh, it feels real.
There's nothing else in the briefcase. Just money.
No papers? No identification? I wonder how much there is. There's got to be at least $10,000 here.
There's $5,000 in each pack, and there's 40 packs.
Honey, that's $200,000. Yes, I'm here, Bobby. What's wrong, hon?
It's my stomach. It hurts more than usual.
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'm going to call Dr. Grossman. Dr. Grossman, please. Yes, I know it's 3:00 in the morning, but this is an emergency. Mrs. Catherine Marino.
Oh.
Hang on, Bobby. Dr. Grossman, this can't keep going on. He's in terrible pain. What am I supposed to do? Okay.
What's going on?
We got to get dressed. We're taking Bobby to the hospital again for more tests.
Mm-hmm. go with a skirt. Enhanced new pants make the best of a vest. See the ladies tailored short sleeve shirts at Sears. Pointed collars, placket front with bottoms cut straight. That's great. Classic shirts that are easy to wear. Polyester fabric makes them easy care. Solids from white to navy blue. Lots of soft tones too. Plenty of prints, we've got them in store. They're just the thing you've been looking for this spring. Mrs. Taylor's short sleeve shirts in the women's sportswear department at most larger Sears retail stores.
Offers you dazzling savings on crystal glass chandeliers. Save $30 on a five-light chandelier, now $59.99. Glass encased arms, hurricane shades, prisms that dance among beaded drapes create this glass confection. You save $40 on Sears eight-light chandelier, now $79.99. Here, antique cast bronze extends gracefully to sparkling crystal glass drops. Remember, just $59.99 and $79.99. Available in most larger Sears retail stores. Sale ends March 24th. Prices and dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
You got the final to the Post?
Not yet.
Okay, give me the news.
Yeah?
Maybe you can help me. I'm trying to locate a couple of guys I picked up yesterday in front of your newspaper stand around 6 o'clock.
Huh?
They were carrying some luggage. One was tall and thin with a mustache. And the other guy was shorter and stockier. They were wearing suits. You know them?
What'd they do?
Nothing.
You a cop?
No, I'm a cabbie.
They run on out on you without paying?
No.
Then what do you want them for?
That's a long story. You know them or not?
I don't know. It was raining, you know. I don't look up when it rains. Maybe it was those guys came out of the pool room over there. And then again, a lot of people hang out in doorways when it rains. Maybe they were just hanging out under the doorway.
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Marino, but I have to check Bobby's pulse.
You want us to leave?
Oh, no, that's all right. You can stay.
But you just did all that stuff.
We have to do it every half hour, Bobby.
So, Bobby, you look better. Nurse, what's that contraption hooked up to my son's arm?
He's on intravenous feedings. Okay, Bobby, that's it for now, and I'll see you in a half hour. Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Marino.
Gee, Pop, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
For being sick and being put in the hospital. This is going to cost you a lot of money.
Now, don't you worry about that.
We got insurance. That'll take care of everything. You just concentrate on getting well.
No, our insurance isn't going to cover everything.
What about the money?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about. Don't play dumb with me.
It's not ours. I gotta give it back.
Still got it, haven't you?
Of course. I put it away in a safe place, our safe deposit box. And I'm still looking for those guys. I'll find them.
Well, maybe you won't. Have you thought about that?
Told you all I know. If you don't want a table, don't bother me. I'm busy with paying customers. Now, that'll be $6.50.
Is there anybody else I can talk to?
Nope. There's only me. I run this pool hall all by my lonesome.
Well, why are you so sure you never saw those guys?
Just look around you. What do you see? Do they look like Wall Street types? No, they look more like rejects from 42nd Street. That's why I'm so sure.
I didn't keep you waiting too long, Kathy.
Oh, where's your husband?
He's working, Dr. Grossman. I can tell him whatever you tell me. So, what's wrong with Bobby?
He's got ulcerated colitis.
That doesn't tell me anything.
Well, to put it simply, the mucous membrane of his large intestine is inflamed, and the way to fix it is by operating.
An operation? It's that serious? How did he get it? Did he catch it from somebody?
We really don't know what causes it, but one of the possibilities may be emotional stress.
Emotional stress?
It's common among people our age, but very rare for an 11-year-old. Now, I have to tell you, there's some danger in the operation because of Bobby's age. Because his intestine is very small, it makes the surgery difficult. Now, he'll have to be in the hospital for at least 3 weeks for post-operative care. I've already contacted Dr. Harold Stockwood and told him about Bobby. He's the best surgeon for this operation. Kathy, I don't want to rush you, but I'd like to tell Dr. Stockwood to plan on doing the operation sometime next week. His schedule is very busy, and he needs at least 5 days' notice.
Well, I have to discuss this with my husband.
Of course you do. But what I need to know now is, can I tell Dr. Stockwood to schedule Bobby?
I said I have to discuss this with my husband.
Good. Good. Can you call him on the phone? Is there any way you can get hold of him?
What are you doing to me? No. I'm not going to tell my husband about our son over the phone. You know, you're really something. For 3 weeks, you didn't know what the hell he had. Now, all of a sudden, it has to be done immediately. Everything has to be done immediately. Well, you took 3 weeks. I'm taking 24 hours. I'll let you know tomorrow, doctor.
Who's this Dr. Stockwood?
Well, he's supposed to be the best.
Well, I want my kid to have the best.
He will, Lou.
I don't understand it. Emotional stress. He's a happy kid.
Well, you know, we got problems.
Everybody's got problems.
Well, he's a sensitive boy. Maybe he picks up on our problems and gets affected by it.
You think so?
I don't know. Doctors don't know. They say it's just a possibility. Bobby's going to get better. Don't forget, they couldn't cure him till they knew what was wrong with him. Everything's going to be fine. You'll see. Tell me, what's happening with the money? Find the guys yet?
No. I can't figure it out. There's nothing in the newspapers about anybody losing money.
Wouldn't it be great if you found them and they said, oh, we don't need the money, but just petty cash. Why don't you keep it?
Don't count on it. That doesn't sound like the guys I had in my cab.
Sears Radio Theater will return after this message from your local station.
This is Sonny Jurgensen interviewing all-time baseball great Maury Wills.
Hey, thanks, Sonny.
Little too small to play football, huh, Wills?
Got news for you, big boy. I was a great football player, too.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Washington, D.C.
Are you kidding?
Nope. I threw 20 touchdowns in my high school career, and something you never did, I ran for 20.
Listen, Wills, when it comes to football, they'll remember Sonny in Washington.
Right, because my old nickname was Sonny, too.
Well, you're too quick for me, Maury. Here, have one of my cigars, an El Producto.
El Pro. Now you're talking. That's my smoke, too.
I like the big, generous Corona.
I go for the slim, smooth Panatella.
You know, L-Pro's got a lot of great shapes, don't they?
But just one great taste, smooth and mild.
El Producto cigars, crafted of select wrapper tobaccos, like silky Connecticut shade-grown wrapper and sun-grown African Cameroon, plus choice Caribbean filler. A few expensive reasons L-Pro is one great-tasting smoke. Come on, move up to the pros. L-Pro.
You know, Sonny, maybe I should have given pro football a try.
Only one problem in my game. You can run, but you can't hide.
Since the 1880s, the American Red Cross has been stepping in when there's been big trouble, like a hurricane. But nobody has to tell you that Red Cross is there when a hurricane strikes. So let's talk about the other Red Cross, our neighborhood Red Cross. For instance, did you know that just about every lifeguard you've ever seen has had Red Cross life-saving training? It's true. But important as life-saving is, it's just one way Red Cross helps. There are scores of others. They help veterans get their all-important education and medical benefits. And they help many veterans upgrade their military discharges. That's an important key to getting a job. They help people relocate after fires. They give a hand to the older folks in town, and they do scores of other jobs. It's easy to see why we've got to have Red Cross. And only you can keep Red Cross ready for the little emergencies in your neighborhood and the big ones. Help keep Red Cross ready.
Wouldn't it be great if you found them, and they said, oh, we don't need the money. It's just petty cash. Why don't you keep it?
Don't count on it. That doesn't sound like the guys I had in my cab. I don't want you to think I'm crazy, but I have to give this money back. I guess it was the way I was brought up.
Well, my parents weren't Bonnie and Clyde either, you know.
I'm sorry I made it sound like that. It's just that I've got this fight going on inside me. Sometimes I think I'm the one that's crazy. For wanting to give the money back. Excuse me, miss. Maybe you can help me.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Were you working Wednesday at 7 at night?
Yes.
Then great. Listen, do you remember a couple of guys who were late? They were running to catch that plane that night to Miami? Huh? One was tall and thin with a mustache, and the other one was shorter and heavier. It's very important that I find out who they are. You see, I need to get in touch with them as soon as possible.
Are you kidding? You know how many people I see every day, and they're all late. They're all running to catch planes. Besides, I can't give out that kind of information. Look, you seem like a nice man, but I don't know. You could be a killer or a sicko.
You don't have to tiptoe. I'm up. Put the light on.
I didn't want to wake you.
Where were you so late?
Working.
Why didn't you call?
Because I picked up one fare after another. I was on a roll. I didn't want to break it.
Well, Bobby's operation is set for tomorrow. There's papers on the night table for you to sign, giving your consent. I've already signed.
Okay.
So, did you give the money back?
No.
I thought so.
What does that mean?
How long is this game going to go on, Lou Marino playing detective? If you really wanted to give the money back, why didn't you go to the police? They got a lot more experience in playing detective than you have.
Because it's my responsibility. I found it, and I'll give it back. Hey, give me a chance. If I don't find him, I'll call the police.
They may not buy your story about why you waited so long to inform them.
At the same time. When Lou and Kathy Marino brought their son Bobby here several hours ago, it was reassuring. Now, with time passed, it's getting frightening.
What's taking them so long? Maybe something went wrong. They told us it could be dangerous.
You shut up, please. I'm nervous enough as it is. Operations take a long time.
Somebody should come out and let us know how it's going. This waiting is killing me.
Lou, please, sit down and stop pacing.
I love that kid. If anything happens to him...
Nothing's going to happen. Everything's going to be fine.
If I could only change places with him, if it only was me. He's so young to know so much pain.
Come on. You want to go get a cup of coffee? Do you good.
No.
How about something stronger?
What? Like a drink?
Yeah, maybe that'd help.
Hey, Doc, what's going on? Nobody tells us anything.
I just got here. I'll go and see if I can find out anything.
Nobody cares about us. They come and they go. Everybody's got someplace to go but us. Dr. Grossman comes, but he goes, and he never comes back.
He'll be back when he has some news for us.
If we had money, they wouldn't treat us like this. Yeah, you got to be rich to get decent treatment. Maybe we should tell him about that $200,000 we got, huh?
I shouldn't have let you have those drinks. I thought it'd help you relax.
Oh, I'm relaxed. Hey, you know something? Those guys I picked up were drinking, too. Yeah, that's right. He said, I'll get the cab. You paid for the drinks.
What are you talking about, Lou? You're not making any sense.
Sorry I didn't get back sooner, but I'll bet you can tell how it went by my smiling face. He's fine.
Oh, doctor.
Look, Bobby's still under sedation, so you can't see him until tomorrow.
Oh.
So why don't you go home and get some rest? There's nothing you can do here.
Oh, Doc.
Hey, Doc, there were times I didn't think such nice thoughts about you, but right now, I want you to know that I think you're a great guy. How about a drink?
Hey, take it easy, fella.
Oh, it's so dark in here.
Well, you'll get used to it. What are you going to have to drink?
Drink? How about a ginger ale? This place get busy on Wednesday around 6?
Huh?
You see, I'm trying to find a couple of guys that may have been here last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday? Oh, who remembers?
Please, try. It was raining really hard that night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Look, friend, I don't want any trouble here.
Oh, no. You got it all wrong. I'm a cab driver. I picked those guys up outside, and they left something in my cab. I just want to return it, that's all.
Okay. Hey, Maggie, come here. Maggie's our cocktail waitress. She should hear this.
Hear what?
Now, this man's a cab driver, and a couple of guys left something in his cab. He thinks maybe they were in here. Right?
That's right.
Sorry, I can't help you. I was off last night.
Well, it wasn't last night. It was last Wednesday, the night it rained.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. So what'd they look like?
Well, one was tall and thin with a mustache, and the other was shorter and heavier. They also had a few pieces of luggage with them.
No, I don't remember.
I do. They kept putting their bags out, so I trip over them.
Yeah, that sounds like something they do. You know who they are?
Not really. I mean, they work for some real estate company. Wait a second. They gave me one of their business cards in case I hear of anybody who's looking to buy or sell property. Said they'd give me a finder's fee. Where did I put it? I remember throwing it in my pocketbook. Is this it? No. Wait a minute. Here it is.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to see Hank Pritchard or Stuart Broker.
Well, do you have an appointment?
No.
Well, I'm sorry, they're not here right now. Can anybody else help you?
No. When do you expect them?
In about an hour.
I'll wait.
Okay. If you'd like, you can sit at that empty desk over there. Oh, wait. Hank, there's somebody waiting to see you.
How can I help you?
You can't, but I can help you.
I'm usually good with faces, but I don't know yours.
How are you with money? Missing any?
The cab driver. You found the money. Where is it?
On the floor next to you.
Boy, you're a sight for sore eyes. You don't know what I've been going through. I can't believe this. You're here. The cops told me to forget about it. Write it off. They said it was a lost cause. How did you find me?
It wasn't easy.
You won't be sorry you did this. Here, write down your name and address. My company's going to want to make sure you get rewarded. You deserve it.
Hey, Bobby, you really got it made. Look at this. All your meals in bed, your own TV. When can I move in?
Pop. Hey, tell me again what he said when you return the money.
Okay, just one more time. He said, write down your name and address. My company is going to want to make sure you get rewarded. You deserve it.
Gee, I wonder how much they're going to give you.
Well, I didn't do it for a reward, but since they brought it up...
Hey, Pop, your picture's on the TV, so turn up the sound.
What?
No more will we hear derogatory terms in reference to our New York cab drivers without being able to retort, what about Lou Marino? The ever-increasing bad feelings that have developed towards New York and its people have been halted in its tracks by the actions of our Brooklyn cab driver. To Mr. Marino from all New York, I want to say we love you and we thank you.
Hey, Pop, you hear that? You're a hero. You saved New York.
Bobby, don't believe everything you hear.
Why not, Lou? I believe it. Around our house. I wonder what's going on.
We'll find out as soon as we park the cab. I hope nothing's happened to any of our neighbors.
Mrs. Miller, what's going on?
There he is. There's that jerk. Hey, Jimmy! Hey, you guys!
Lou, what is this?
Let's get inside the house. Stupid freak! Get
me!
upstairs a couple of meatloaf sandwiches and a thermos of coffee in case you get hungry.
What you really mean is don't stop and spend any money on food.
Why should you when we got plenty in the house?
I got it. Hello?
Is this the man I saw on TV, the big celebrity? This is Joe from Joe's Automotive.
Hi, Joe. Look, I know you're not calling to congratulate me on my television debut. I don't have any money for you right now. Probably in a couple of weeks. In a couple of weeks, I'll be able to give you some.
What do you mean you don't have any money? Nobody in their right mind gives back $200,000 when they don't even have enough money to pay for a brake job.
Hey, just a second. It's my business that I gave that money back.
Well, it's my business that you owe me money. I got bills of my own to pay. Didn't you get a reward?
Not yet.
Well, when you get it, I want my money.
You'll get it. Look, Joe, I'm not leaving town. I'm going to be in New York the rest of my life.
I can't wait that long to get paid.
Hey, man, I said I'm going to pay you. Now, just get off my back.
Oh, here I go again. It's time to rent one of those steam-type carpet cleaners.
Why rent? Now Sears puts power in a carpet cleaner you can own yourself. The Power Spray from Sears for easy home carpet cleaning. Power Spray sprays hot water into your carpet, then sucks up the dirty water.
You can see the dirt you get out. Dirt you didn't even know was there.
The Power Spray Carpet Cleaner, a convenient carpet cleaner you can own yourself. Available at most Sears retail stores. Kenmore. Solid as Sears.
Here's looking at you, kid, from Winnie the Pooh.
Spring, when a kid's thoughts turn to fancy and a mom's thoughts turn to Winnie the Pooh and Sears. Dressy dresses and vested suits. Soft, easy care fabrics and lots of spring colors and styles. Kid sizes 3 to 6X at most Sears retail stores. Pure quality, pure delight from Winnie the Pooh and Sears. Who else?
Here's looking at you, kid, from Winnie the Pooh. Here's looking at you, from Winnie the Pooh. Here's looking at you.
What would it cost to replace your car's muffler, including installation?
Oh, I'd say about $50.
No, wait, $45.
Put me around $30.
I guess about $40.
The aluminized Sears muffler is only $19.99.
That's half of what I guessed.
It's hard to believe. On a Cadillac?
That's a terrific price with installation included. Yep. Should have known it. Sears.
The muffler, just $19.99 installed. Clamps if needed, 99 cents each extra. Sizes to fit most American-made cars. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii at most Sears Tire and Auto Centers.
Cicely Tyson again, and here's the concluding act of An Honest Man.
Lou, I got the mail.
Boy, there's a lot here.
Probably all bills.
No. Where is it? What's taking them so long? They should have sent your reward by now. Call them.
I can't do that. How would it look? Hello, remember me? Where's my money?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, at least you got some fan mail.
Dear Mr. Marino, this is the first time I have ever written to a person that I did not know. But you have moved me so much that I had to take pen in hand and put my feelings on paper.
Oh, that's nice.
I was having dinner while watching the news, and after your story appeared, I lost my appetite.
What?
That's what she said. How could you be so stupid as to give back the money? A lot of real estate companies have been ripping off the public for years. And finally, when a member of the public gets a good shot at them, he does nothing. He returns their money. You'd have been smarter if you'd given it to charity or to people who could have put it to better use since you chose not to keep it yourself. Oh, she goes on and on. Maybe I'd better open up another letter.
Well...
I don't think I'm going to read you this one. The language is a little sickening. In fact, I don't know why I'm reading it.
I'll get it.
Mrs. Marino?
Yes?
Who is it, Kathy?
Mr. Marino, my name is David Hoffman. I'm a reporter with CBS News.
Sure, you're on TV. Close the door, Kathy.
Please, Mr. Marino, don't lock me out. It's important that I tell your side of the story. Let me tell people what's happening to you, the terrible things you've been going through. Listen, if you want to help me, you get off my back. The public forgets, but you've got to give them a chance to forget. Look, I got to work. I've got to make money to support my family. I can't do that until you stop making me a celebrity. Please? Please, just leave me alone. Go pick on the president. Where'd you go?
To get the mail.
Enough with the mail.
Oh, look. We got it. We got it. Oh, Lou, hurry up. You open it. Secure reward.
Great. This is sure going to take care of all our bills.
Let me see. $200? Those creeps. Those cheap, sadistic creeps.
Easy. Easy, honey.
Oh.
Don't let it get to you. This waiting has been ridiculous. I've got to get back to work. I've got to start bringing some money into this house. Some reward.
But you can't go out and drive. People will recognize you.
I'll wear my fishing cap and sunglasses. Don't worry. Nobody will know me. Besides, I need it. I need it, you know, to get back behind the wheel. I miss it.
You can't sleep?
No. I get hungry.
Feel like talking?
It's late. Go back to sleep. I'm okay.
You know, if something's bothering you, I wish you'd talk to me about it. I'm your wife. I love you. I'm here. I'm here to listen, to help. Don't carry it all on your shoulders. This is a partnership. 50-50. Not 80-20.
I was just thinking when I was a kid. I used to go to the movies on a Saturday afternoon. How the good guys in those pictures, the guys who caught the crooks and saved the dam from busting, always ended up living happily ever after. I tell you, Kathy, if those guys in those movies were in the real world today, they sure have their work cut out for them.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Marino. Bobby's not in his room right now. He wanted to take a walk to stretch his legs. Be back in a couple of minutes. Why don't you just go and wait in his room?
Thank you.
Excuse me, nurse.
Yes?
Can you tell me why the Marinos are here in the hospital? I go over to them myself, except I don't want to intrude in case they're going through something personal.
Oh. Well, you see, their son Bobby had to undergo a serious operation, but everything's just fine now.
Oh, what kind of operation?
I know you. You're David Hoffman from the news. I watch you all the time.
Thank you. Now, could you give me some information about the Marinos?
Well, I don't think I'd better. You see, we have strict orders not to talk to reporters about the Marinos.
Can you tell me who performed the operation?
Oh, I guess I could tell you that. The surgeon was Dr. Harold Stockwood.
What's the matter, Lou? You seem down.
I'm just thinking about how I'm going to pay for all this.
Oh, come on. Let's not worry about that now. Bobby's fine. He's coming home. That's the important thing. If need be, I'll go out and get a job. I can still carry a mean tray.
I don't want you to have to go back to work. You should be home, taking care of Bobby.
Well, I mean, when he's better and goes back to school. I can try to get some part-time work, maybe lunches. It won't be forever, just for a while, till you get straightened out.
I wasn't brought up where my wife had to work. Damn! Okay, I'll level with you. We sure could use the money. I guess I really can't afford to be proud.
I'm home, Eddie.
In the kitchen. Oh, look at you. You're all wet. Take off your clothes. Put on your bathrobe.
In a minute. I want to watch the news.
And so there will only be a 10% chance that the rain will continue through tomorrow. And now it's time for an update on our Brooklyn cab driver, Lou Marino.
Oh, no, not again.
You want to turn it off?
Honesty is the best policy. A lot of us were taught that. Not many of us practice it, but we were taught it. I hear stories about what's happening to our honest Brooklyn cab driver, Lou Marino. It hurts me. It angers me. It frustrates me. All he did was what we were all brought up to do, to give back what wasn't ours. And yet there are people out there who feel a need to punish him, to hurt him, to destroy him. We have found out that just after Mr. Marino returned the money, his only son, 11-year-old Bobby, underwent major surgery. It was a very dangerous operation that he thankfully recovered from. And still, Lou Marino returned the money because it was the right thing to do. He could have used it for hospital bills. He didn't. He still owes a lot of money to a lot of people. We should be proud of a man like Lou Marino, a man who...
Lou, why'd you turn it off?
He's right, Lou.
You look like you're ready to go. You all packed?
Yep. Where's your bag?
In my room.
Did you remember your toothbrush?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, by the way, your friend Jimmy called. He's coming over to visit you this afternoon when he gets out of school.
Great.
He's bringing all your back homework assignments for you to get started on.
Come on, let's get going.
Ah, didn't that smell great?
What?
The air. Why the hospital smell so yucky?
Oh, no. Is that car honking at me?
Yeah, Pop. The guy's waving at you.
Oh, no, not now.
Hey, are you Lou Marino?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. And that's your wife and kids. Hey, I just want to tell you I think you're a great guy.
Huh? Well, thank you.
Was really a very nice man.
He had great taste. My pop's the best.
Hey, you two better stop that. He's gonna give me a big head.
Bobby, go in your bedroom, put on your pajamas. Then you can come out and have a piece of homemade chocolate cake.
Oh, boy.
Lou, you want some cake with coffee?
Sounds good. I got it.
Mr. Marino, I got a lot of mail for you today. It wouldn't fit in your mailbox.
Hi, Ruby.
Hello, Mrs. Marino. Where do you want me to put it?
Well, I guess you can put it on the dining room table.
Is that all for us?
Oh, it can't be.
It's all for you.
Take it back. Tell your bosses we've moved and I didn't leave a forwarding address.
Look at all that mail.
I got to go. I'll see you tomorrow.
I hope not. Don't people get tired of writing hate letters? No, Bobby, I don't want you reading any of that terrible stuff.
Ah, Pop.
Wait a second. What was that just went on that envelope?
$20. Look, the letter says, Dear Mr. and Mrs. Marino, please accept what little I can afford and use it to your best advantage. I only wish I could send more.
Well, look, there's more money in this envelope.
What's going on here?
I guess people want to help us.
Well, that's very nice of them, but we don't know them. We can't accept it. We have to return this money.
Pop, all these envelopes are filled with money, and the letter said he wants you to keep it.
I can't. Now, don't mix up those letters with the money you took out. We want to make sure the nice people get back the right amount.
You can't do that, Lou.
That's so funny. Why can't I?
Because the people were smarter than you. They didn't put on any return addresses.
That's right, Pop. Even Columbo couldn't find them.
When I need advice, I go to my mom.
Why not? It's free.
Now that I'm married and moving into a new house, I want all the advice I can get. So when Mom says, shop Sears, I listen.
You should. Sears is a great help on those big items you'll need for your new home. Major appliances like washers, dryers, and refrigerators. They'll deliver, install, and service. I always depend on Sears. You should, too.
The room held several Sears brass-plated lamps, one switched on. The finely pleated antique satin shade illuminated the furniture softly. Another lamp turned on, and another. The patio doors blew open. The gleaming brass-plated lamp nearby, with its heavy base built for stability, did not budge. The room glowed in the brassy elegance that these Sears best lamps command. Create your own hauntingly elegant moods with Sears brass-plated lamps at most larger Sears retail stores. Join millions of Americans and shop the easy way with a Sears credit card. All you do to apply is call toll-free 800-526-0444. It's your entry to shopping convenience and quality merchandise. Your card will be accepted at over 3,600 Sears stores across the nation, and you can choose from over 100,000 Sears products and services. Even use it for your catalog orders, in the store or over the phone. Just say charge it. Call 800-526-0444. New Jersey residents, call 800-652-2777 for your Sears credit card.
The Sears Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company, where our policy is satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Sears, where America shops for value. An Honest Man was written by Joyce and Stanley Director, produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Your hostess was Cicely Tyson. Our stars were Joe Maross and Mary Jane Croft. Also heard were Brian Miller, Stanley Director, Jerry Hausner, John Shea, Bill Zuckert, Lillian Baeth, Byron Kane, Herb Ellis, and Paula Winslow. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle. Art Gilmore speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Sears Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.